This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take this came across our desk, a week and a half or so ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said, what do you guys think about this? And we know that he's a good player. His name is Patrick Cantlay. He won the Shriners Hospital for Children's Open back in November. Had a nice finish at the Genesis as well. Top five, top 20 at the RBC Heritage. He's also, you know, top 34 in the world and 15 in FedEx. So he's got game.
Yeah, man.
But he's got an amazing story. And we wanted to get him up and get a sense of what he's all about. That's Patrick Cantlay here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. Patrick, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show. How are you guys?
Awesome. Awesome. We want to throw everything by. The first thing I want to know, everybody says that nobody likes Patrick Reed, but you're playing with Patrick Reed this weekend. Did they force that down your throat, or did you willingly say, hey, I like Patrick Reed. I want to play with Patrick?
Gosh, that's being a little harsh. I actually get along with him really well. He's a good dude. I've known him since I was in high school, and we played together in this event last year. Actually, so we played well and thought we'd give it another go.
Now, yeah, we're just joking with you. We had Patrick on right after he won the Masters, and he played with my brother actually at a event out in California a couple years ago. So we're just joking.
Yeah, I don't think Patrick knows.
Yeah, that's just what people say about
yeah,
Patrick.
It's all good, Pat.
We talked to Patrick Reed. We're like, dude, I don't know what the deal is.
Like them a lot.
Yeah, but tell us about this format because it's a little bit different than what I think we're used to seeing on the PGA Tour. So first of all, do you guys like playing as a team or because you're so individual all the time, is this a little bit foreign to you? For those who don't know, it's best ball, and then it's
is it alternate shot?
Yeah, alternate shot as well. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a great event. It's one of the only team events we have all year, which I think has added some excitement, and I think the fans love it. And last year we had a great time. A lot of the players really enjoyed it, and I think the tour received it well. So it's best ball 2 days and alternate shot 2 days. And I think it's, you know, a really fun event, and I think it's had a bunch of success. You know, just last year, the field is great back-to-back years. And I know I'm excited to play, and I enjoy playing in a team event because we do play so much individual stroke play tournaments. So playing the best ball and playing the alternate shot is exciting, and I think it's fresh. I think it's fun for both of us tour players that are playing and for the viewer.
I agree. It's definitely a fresh concept in the middle of you know, an arduous run. You know, it's like, whatever, 4 or 5 weeks, but something like that before the U.S. Open. Of course, the Masters in the rearview mirror, two more majors after that, the fifth major, the TPC. It's a Ryder Cup year. And there's all sorts of things flowing around here, so it's a nice deviation from the norm. And what also is a nice deviation, you know, it's kind of like you're walking up to home plate, getting ready to smack a three-run bomb. They're going to play music. We got the press release from the PGA Tour. Teague, check this out. They're going to play music, but I believe it's for the final two rounds only. Is there a joint song? Do you have individual songs? And what is the song, by the way?
Yeah, so that's something new this year, which is kind of different for golf, but, you know, why not? So P. Reed talked with me about it, and he thought it'd be a good idea since it were, you know, kind of near LSU in Tiger Country. We do Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, nice.
One song for the team, and that's what we got going.
I like it. Listen. I'm an 80s cheesehead, so anything with Rocky, I mean, I was already rooting for it because I do like Patrick, even though I think you misinterpreted my first comment. But now I really, really like you guys. That's Patrick Cantlay with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Patrick, my co-host can attest to this because he's been dealing with a serious injury in his back for the last couple of years. It's almost to the point where he had to switch. He's a lefty, and he started playing golf righty because it hurt less.
Well, back lefty
now again. I think he's going back lefty. So he's lost. lost as you can imagine. But lost. You had a serious injury in your back. I think it was the L5, if I remember reading that correctly. And you had to take a lot of time off. How did you come back from that on such a competitive tour? And as BT mentioned, you won just earlier in the season this year. You're 34th on tour right now and been playing some really great golf. How difficult was that to rebound from what is a could be a devastating injury?
Yeah, it was very difficult. I broke a bone in my back at L5-S1. It's called the pars interticularis bone. It's a stress fracture. And my longest stretch, there was a three-year stretch where I didn't play a PGA Tour event. And so it felt like I was out forever. And it was really tough. But coming back, I came back last year at Pebble Beach, and it's been a little over a year now, and I'm feeling really good. I definitely have a program that is before and after. Massage Envy has their trucks out there on the tour that follow us every week. And so I get in there before and after my round to make sure I'm ready to go and feeling right. It's a process every day trying to make sure I'm staying ahead of it so I don't ever have to take time off again.
You know, it's funny. I was at Massage Envy yesterday. I got a massage yesterday. I love that place.
Jen, I told you, Jen and I have accounts there.
Oh, it's awesome.
Although I got so busy that I didn't go. So, like, I wound up, like, giving her 13 leftovers. And she's got, like, 30 of them. It's a good place for sure. Did you have fusion or was it just the regeneration of the bike? What did you have surgery?
No surgery. So okay. Actually, with the pars bone, they didn't have to do any surgery, which was good.
Yeah.
You know, it's always nice that your body can kind of heal yourself and you don't need a surgery.
Mm.
And it wasn't necessarily a disc issue. I just had a bone.
Gotcha.
That had a fracture in my back. So once that healed up, I still had some residual pain from it, but
yeah.
It's all good now, and I'm feeling good and happy to be back out here playing.
No, that's good. If you could avoid, like, the discs, and obviously that sometimes kind of taps into the nerves, which leads into sciatica and all sorts of issues. But obviously you're good to go now, playing some pretty good golf. Patrick Cantlay is with us in the Zurich Classic coming up this week down in Louisiana. Patrick Reed. You know, I do want to get back to Patrick for a second, though. I like his personality. Because I'm outgoing. And, you know, I look at him and I think if I was a golfer, I might kind of behave the same way a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I would be, you know, I'd be pumping the fist. And when he was, you know, shushing Sergio in the crowd, I love that. But he does have a reputation. Let's keep it real. Why do you think he's got a reputation among some of the peers or maybe more specifically the fans that he's distant and he's not overly likable? We like him, but the perception is a little different. Why is that?
You know, I'm not really sure. Like I said, you know, I met him when I was, you know, a sophomore and junior year in high school at an amateur tournament, the Western Amateur. And we played a practice round together. He was a few years older than me. And, you know, I've always had great interactions with him. I think he's a good guy. You know, I haven't had any negative interactions with him. So we had a good time playing in this event last year. I'm not really sure. You know, sometimes the perception deal can be weird. I think he's outward. I think he's, you know, when he first came on tour and he started winning and having some success, he was very outward in his comments about that success and how mm-hmm. comfortable and confident he was. And, you know, that's not always how everybody's gone about it in golf. And I think maybe that, you know, maybe he's still overcoming some of that. That first reaction people had when he first came out and said, you know, something like he thought he was a top five player in the world. And I think maybe it's just not having got over that first gut reaction from everybody when he was so confident coming out.
I think that's a fair assessment. I know
Agreed.
We got a lot of tweets the day after he won the Masters, as Tiki referenced Patrick. We had him on the show, and we got a lot of tweets from people who thought they knew Patrick, but when they heard, you know, a pretty lengthy 11, 12-minute spot with us, they're like, man, he was humanized. He, you know, he laughed with us.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about high school basketball and all the other. He's likable. So hopefully he does, because I'll tell you what, as an American golf fan, As he is a Ryder Cup beast, as
we know.
He's Captain America.
Well, you know, also, he, like you, are part of this youth movement. You're only 26 years old. I mean, we see it. And, you know, BT and I are older. We're in our 40s now, so we still think about Phil and Tiger and those guys. But there's this youth movement on tour, and you guys are part of it. And I think having these unique personalities is something to root for. So I'm glad we got a chance to meet you, and hopefully you have continued success going on. I know this weekend is a team event, not an individual event. But good luck anyways to both the Patricks, I guess we could say.
Yeah, thanks very much. And that's, interesting bringing up the Ryder Cup. I think, American Golf's in a good spot.
Yep.
And he's one of the guys leading the charge, just along with JT and Speed. And, hoping that I can make that Ryder Cup team and do some good. I think we're definitely in a spot where you might see the Americans do well in that Ryder Cup with the personalities and the fire they got going with this youth movement.
No doubt about that. We've said that many times. Listen, get yourself, keep working up those FedEx lists. Number 15th, I believe, 15th in the FedEx and 34th in the world. So if you don't quite know Patrick Cantlay yet, start following him. He's got some game. He's a good player. He's starting to, he's healthy in the world, starting to see what he can do. Good getting to know you a little bit, Patrick. Thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.